Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So some of you may be too young to remember this, but I certainly do. We used to have this thing sitting on our desk, and it kind of had a flip top. In other words, it would either pop open or maybe even roll back into the machine. And it had a little wheel on it. And as you turned it, it would flip cards. And at the top of those cards, there would be some that would have letters like A, B, C, D, all the way through Z. It was called a Rolodex. Now, even though we physically don't have them on our desks, we kind of do. Your cell phone, your desktop, your CRM is a Rolodex. It just happens to be a different way of looking at things. Maybe it doesn't have index cards or business cards taped to that particular card, but it's still a Rolodex. And today I want to talk about how and why you need to build a golden Rolodex. Now, what's the difference between a regular Rolodex and a golden Rolodex? Well, I could tell you that the regular Rolodex would have cards in it, but more often than not, people wouldn't use it. A golden Rolodex is worth money because inside of it, it has leads, it has referral sources, it has so much more. So let's talk about how you can do this. Now, today's Rolodex happens to be a CRM, which is a customer relationship manager. Now, for some of you, it may just be your contacts in your phone. For others, it might be an actual program, like Salesforce or Nimble or something like that. But the bottom line is your CRM can be a Rolodex, and your phone can be the source for that Rolodex. An example of that is you could use the camera and your phone to take a picture of a business card. Then you can save those in a lot of different ways. You could put them into Evernote and categorize them by whatever you wanted to. But even a better way of doing that is get the paid version of Evernote, because Evernote will then scan that business card and it will send a nice to meet you email to the person who is on that card. Now, you can even take it a step further from there. By using a tool called Zapier, you can actually take that data and import it into your CRM. Now, I happen to use a CRM called Nimble, but other programs can do the same thing. So I could take a picture of a business card, send somebody an email, and have that CRM data actually imported into my CRM. Now, every business card or every contact you meet may be CRM worthy, but is it golden Rolodex worthy? That's the question you've got to ask yourself. So there are four different types of Rolodex information I'm going to ask you to capture. The first one is your clients. Now, you may not have a business card of them, but you do have them in your QuickBooks or whatever accounting program you use. Make sure that information is exported out and put into your CRM so you have instant access to it. That's where you can communicate with them on a regular basis. And with a good CRM, you can actually track all the communications you had. The second one is prospects. Now, prospects are people that you meet networking, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But they can also be people that you've been referred to. So these are people maybe that you haven't started working with, but maybe would like to. Or maybe they might be a good referral source for somebody else. The next group that I want you to pay attention to is vendors. These are the people you pay for services. Now, obviously, the ones that you're paying now, you know, like, and trust. But there may be more vendors that you've never used. Maybe somebody's recommended somebody to you. Maybe it's somebody that you met that you just had a good feeling about. You want to be able to capture their information and make sure it's categorized based on who they are and what they do. So, for example, you may have a ton of videographers or graphic designers that you've met. But until you've worked with that person and know their style of communication, and you know that they're trustworthy, you're probably not going to recommend them to somebody else. If somebody has recommended them to you, then obviously they come from a known source. So you want to make sure you separate out the ones that you've just met and the ones that you know, like, and trust enough that you might want to refer to somebody else, or that they may actually be a good fit for your business. The final piece of this is referral sources. And as I mentioned before, these could be people that have been referred to you, or they could be people that you've met through networking that might have a good connection to somebody else that you know. If you think that person is Golden Rolodex worthy, I strongly suggest you have a one-on-one with them. It's pretty easy nowadays to set up a phone call or to maybe do a Zoom with them. Zooms obviously are better if they work in the graphics area because you can share your screens and actually see what they do and they can see what you do. But the bottom line is you want to make sure that the ones that you think are referral worthy are captured and noted that way. So, the last thing I want to do is dig into 5 simple ways to build your golden Rolodex. The first one is have a CRM, but make sure you're cleaning up your contacts. Lord knows you can bring everybody and their brother into your Rolodex. That's what used to happen. It made it harder and harder to find people that you really wanted to connect with. So clean up your contacts first. Second, get out there and network. Find groups that you're not already connected with and jump in and see if you can meet some other people that you've never met before. So ask your friends, where are they networking? What other opportunities do you have to meet new people? Number 3 is have some of those one-on-ones. Look for people that you think that would be a great fit for your business or maybe good connections for people that you know, like, and trust. Number 5, take good notes and make sure those people are entered into your CRM. Pieces of paper, business cards all over your desk make it super hard to find somebody. But if you have them categorized under a particular type of business, you can do a keyword search and find them much quicker. So make sure you're categorizing and taking good notes. And then finally, if they're Golden Rolodex worthy, stay in touch with them. Find a way to reach out. If you haven't heard about my 10-10-10 strategy, this is a time to implement it. Find the people in your Golden Rolodex and make sure you reach out and say hi. And maybe even set up a one-on-one with those people. But the bottom line is stay in touch to stay connected. Rolodex is sitting on a desk just like pieces of paper do no good. When you have them in a source where you can search and find the right person at the right time, they become golden. So I hope you found this useful. If you did, go back and listen to the Bacon Podcast and search for 10-10-10. That's the strategy I use every day to stay in touch with my Golden Rolodex people. Have a question? Send it to askbrian@b2b-im.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.